Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Hey Omad Aleph. We begin a brand new Simen in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Tof Samach Gimel, which deals with Imutu Lachro Shnei Shibolim Yachad, Vidine Karmel. If you're singeing or cooking, roasting two shibolim together, there's juices that come out, and the din of soft wheat. We're going to learn these dinim today. So the Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Mutur lachrok, you're allowed to go and singe, to roast, shnei shibolim yachad, two sheaves of wheat together. We don't concern ourselves that juices are going to come out. Below chayshin shema yetsu mayim me'achas l'chaverta, that water will come out from one of these shibolim and go into the other shibolis, and cause it to become chametz, because you're adding water to it and you're not necessarily going to roast it well, that you've gotten all of the grain roasted, that it can't become chametz. It's not all considered baked, possibly. But we don't have to concern ourselves with this, because even if some water does come out, that water has the status halachically shehem mei peros. That water that comes out is not called water, it's called mei peros. And as we've already pointed out in the previous simonim, the mechaber shita is ve'eino machmitz, and mei peros don't have the capability of being machamitz something else, so therefore there's no concern. The Mishneh Berurah explains as if katan aleph, who adin demutu lahamid kad shel dogen lachim. Likewise, a person will be allowed to take a jug of moist grain over here and put it besocha taner cham into a hot oven, shia osui kloyos, in order to parch it, in order to make it into popped kernels. V'av shemach mas chom hatan, or even though the heat of the oven, olu shietze mayim min hadogon, water is going to come out from each sheaf of grain over here, go lesol chakad into the walls of this jug, v'nivloin, they'll be absorbed there, and then they're going to come out when you roast it. Achakach ba kloyos gufa, it's going to go into the kloyos as the heat goes in, it's going to go from one grain into the walls of the pot, and then from the walls of the pot into other grains. So isn't that water? Nevertheless, afilu hachi shari, we're not concerned, mitam de mei peros en machmitza, because of the reason that we said this is called mei peros, it's considered like fruit juice, and it doesn't have the capability of being machmitz. Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us this dish called vasika. We alluded to this yesterday in Deir Shu footnote number 33. We'll see it again inside today. I don't know exactly what this dish is, except what it's composed of. So the Mechaber tells us, shu tavshil, it's a certain dish, also made out of mishemen, from oil, melach, salt, and kemach, and flour. That is mutter. There is no problem with eating this dish on Pesach. And the reasoning is, because v'hu shelo yibomayim, it doesn't have water. Any juices that come out of here are over here just the oil, and that's mei peros. And there is no water added over here, extra water, and any water that comes out from these grains is not considered fruit juices and water, which is mamar lahachmitz, as we've learned, but this is regular mei peros ein machmitz. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Karton Beis that this dish is made up of oil and salt. V'afo gav de melech shelo machmitz, even though we learned in yesterday's shir in Tav Samach Beis that salt does have the capability of being machmitz, kemosha kosa besov simin Tav Samach Beis, yesh lomar lefishu mu'at. However, there's only a very small amount of water over here. V'nishtan et tzuroso mitzura samayim, and it's changed. It's not water in its native state, so to say. It's changed, and therefore, ein bo koach im shemen. With the oil over here, it doesn't have the capability of being considered mei peros in water that normally is machmitz ma'maher, but here it's not. Of course, however, if you were to add real water, then even a small amount would combine over here and be ma'al hachmitz. And the same thing would apply if you had a lot of the salt water over here, that you'd be concerned as well. The issue footnote number one brings down for the Chazon Ish the reason over here, sheteva hamelach l'schaber l'maychol shebo hunitan. The nature of salt is it binds to the dish that it's put into, ubekach mishaper es tamo, and it changes around the taste, it improves the taste, and furthermore, v'od shamelach atzmo shone b'tzurasu mishar mayim, and it's different than other waters, and therefore, it's not considered over here a taroves of water and mei peros. Therefore, it's not a problem of being machmitz according to Mechaber. Remind ourselves, yesterday in Deir Shu footnote number 33, we learned this vasika is something, sha'af shamelach shalonu machmitz, even though we do hold that our water is machmitz, mikol mokum b'maycho zeh ha-shamelach shabo, mu'at v'shenit no tzurot, v'sheshtanis tzurosu mitzura samayim, ein bo koach lahachmitz. As we just pointed out, it doesn't have the capability over here of being machmitz. But again, if there was water there, it would. Siv katan kimo, therefore it's mutter. Mishneh Berurah says, the shemen heavy mei peros, the oil is mei peros, then machmitz, and therefore there is no water over here from the salt that is significant to be added over here. Therefore it's not mei peros and water, it's just mei peros, and it's not machmitz according to the Mechaber. Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishpura says, Aval Iko b'mayim, if you put in water, afil kolshu, even a minority, a very small amount, havikmo mei peros imayim umachmetz. And this is certainly, that is the halacha, that you would have to be concerned about it in this situation. Dirsha footnote number 2 brings down, Shafilu ma'at mayim hamurav bei peros merubim machmitzmem. Even a small amount of water in a large amount of mei peros has the capability of being machmetz. Dish footnote number 3 says, what is the shear if you did add over here water into mei peros, that it's machmetz faster? So the normal shear that we said is the amount of time it takes a person to walk a mil, which is roughly a kilometer, 2,000 amos. Now, this shear is only when you have water. We don't know what the shear is when you have water and mei peros, because it's faster. And the Dirsha footnote number 3 here reminds us there were three major opinions as to how long this distance is. We're machmir to say that it's 80 minutes. That's when we get the concept we mentioned many times already, 80-minute matzah. You have to work on it and not let it ever sit for more than an 80-minute period of time. There are more lenient shirim in this regard of 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes, but Chazinish Pashkins that even under a financial loss, a person shouldn't go ever more than 18 minutes. In any event, and Mishbur continues, he says, Vein tzorach lomar im lo yo batav shel shemen klal, rak mayim umelach im akemach. But if you just have water, you don't have oil in this dish, and you have salt and water, so then bavadi machmetz, that certainly is a combination of mei peros and mayim. The bir halacha, di ramaskab hushaloi bil mayim, tells us, v'yis be mayim osur ben sheyesh bo melach anah. And certainly if there's water there, then whether there's salt there or not, water and the oil will combine. You don't care whether there's salt there in that situation. Now the Ramah tells us, Hagah uldidon shenogin lahachmir b'mei peros. The Ramah shita, as we pointed out many times, is that Ashkenazim, a machmir, much more than Svardimah, who follow the Beis Yosef, that mei peros ain't machmitz. So the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, who say that we are concerned on a derabbanan level. We made gezeros over here not to use mei peros. Because even though technically, even the Ramah agrees they're not machmitz, there are reasons we're concerned that there could be water there, that you may not have realized that there's a small amount of water, and therefore gamzeh also. Therefore, the Ramah is machmir. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Hay tells us, im lo letzarechol v'kot v'zokin. As we already pointed out, even the Ramah allows, because technically mei peros is not machmitz, he agrees with that din, and the gzeros that we instituted over here don't apply for a sick person or an older person that can't have matzah unless it is made with fruit juices, with mei peros. As we learned, k'da'el b'simen tov samach bei siv dalit in the Ramah b'hagah over there. Furthermore, the Mishpura writes, "V'kotz v'achronim da'hayi disif aleph gam lahar moshari." Notice that the Ramah only commented over here. L'didon shenogin lahachmir mei peros gam za osur is only on sif beis. It wasn't on sif aleph when you had the singed kernels of wheat, because that is the milsa de lo shchicha sheyetsu amayim zelazed. That's very unusual that the water is going to go from one grain of wheat to the other grain of wheat, and therefore va'af im yatsu, even if it goes out, we can rely upon the ikur din. Halom ikur din mei peros ein machmitzin. Furthermore, the other reason that you're machmir according to Ramah by mei peros, because you're actually doing something, and therefore you can't go and add mei peros to the flour because you're going to do something with your hands yourself. And therefore, that's the reason why the rabbis would go there. But if it fell in on its own, as in this case over here of the water coming from one grain of wheat to another grain of wheat, shafkinon lo adino demuter. The second teretz over here, which is the taz, as we'll see, is allowing you to go and use this because you didn't do anything. In the Shaar HaTzion, Ozayin, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down in the name of the Mogen Rambam, name of Tosos, and he says that the second opinion over here is the Taz, and he says there's an afkamina between the first opinion that it's not Shriach and the second opinion that you didn't do it by hand. He says, Nearly Shiesh Nafkamina bein Shnei Hatamim, Lini Nahati Bezmanazel, Lamalos Kedera Bishibolim, Velitnum Lesoch Tanur Chan, Velasus Kloyos. Could you go and do this yourself? So, going to the second time of the Taz, that you're not allowed to do it if you're doing something actively yourself. You didn't do anything actively yourself. The heat is bringing it out from one to the other. You didn't add anything, and therefore would be mutter. But according to the first time, that it has to do with whether it's shriach or not, this would be also bismanena because this is a davar shriach. The issue footnote number 4 reminds that we learn in Simon Tav Samach Beis that if you went and did this, v'ira b'yadayim, so then afilu m'kfar loshov ofa miyad, even if you baked it right away, the minhag is not to eat it on Pesach, and you should leave it until after Pesach. It's not chomish ovelas of Pesach, but you shouldn't eat it on Pesach. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Carmel. What is Carmel? It's tender grain. As you can see in Dirshu footnote number 5, he brings down from Rashi and the Gemara in Menachos that these are shibolim rakos, soft grains, hanim lolos biyad, that have been, rubbed off with your hands and the chaff taken away. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi explains, Shain ushahagarin mevushal kol tzorchu. This is a fully cooked seed over here. Now, this caramel, they would go and roast it. Shemahavim oso bu'ur. They would go roast it over a fire. V'tochen oso. And then they would take these parched kernels and grind them up to make flour. So, the Mechaber tells us, Ein mevashlin hakemach shelo b'mayim. You're not allowed to go and then cook this kemach in water. Because we are concerned, shemelo niklo bu'ur yofet. We're concerned that maybe some of the kernels over here really didn't get roasted. And there's still raw grain, and now you're putting it in water, and you're not allowed to go and cook flour in water because v'nimtzah machmitz kishim avashin also, because you'll turn it into chametz in the process of cooking. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Rotzalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Avta dogon shlo kvar niklo bur, even though it's already roasted in the fire, and therefore, vim kena kema shlo hu kofwe, and therefore, halachically, we should consider this flour that is made has already been baked, and we have a rule, the kangalon the ofwe in a machmet, something that's already baked can't become chametz. That's the whole concept we talked about, gebrokst. Technically, there's no possibility for this baked matzah to become chametz. So therefore, halachically speaking, there's absolutely no reason why you can't put it in water. Again, there are those that hold that as a minhag that we don't do this. In any event, certainly it's not machmetz if it's baked. So therefore, one could have argued that these roasted kernels are already fully baked. Afil hochi osur. The rabbis instituted over here a chumrah because maybe they didn't fully roast well. Shema, that's the concern, lo nikla b'ur yofet. Sivkot and Zayin, and therefore become chametz. V'im avru v'nosam toch ha-maychel, and if in fact you put such grain over here, the flour, into a dish where it's going to get in contact with water, osra ha-maychel banor, this is actually an iser d'araisa, or sofik iser d'araisa, therefore you can't get any hanor from this, v'osha la-shosu, you can't leave it until after Pesach, d'sveika d'araisa, because maybe there's real chametz over here, and that'll be a sofik d'araisa, so you have to get rid of it. Sivkot and Ches, he says, Shemavashlin also, it's going to come chametz. Va'afilu makemach atzul nikla betaner. And even if you then took the flour and roasted it in the oven, lo yivashlu b'mayim, you still shouldn't put it into water. Again, the concern, shemelo nikla yofev yavol dechimotz, we're concerned that you didn't go and roast it well, and it will come chametz. However, when you put the actual flour in the oven, there is an opinion, v'yesh matirin, there is an opinion, this is brought down the Sharetzion Osur from the Rambam, that says that this is permissible now, levashel kemach akoy, to go and cook this roasted flour grain over here. Lefi shechomo or sholit bo yoser, mimash sholit bechitim. In regards to the wheat, there could be pockets of the wheat that aren't roasted, but with the flour, the ground up wheat that you roast, everything is going to get heated up, and therefore it's considered ofwe, and it can't become chametz. V'eskimu kam achronim, there are those achronim that agree, and you see the Shaar HaTzion, this in Os Yadalef, the Chok Yaakov, the Maimon Mordechai, and the Graz, sheyesh lismoch al divrei b'dieved, that you can rely upon this kula shita that we brought down in Os Yud, in the Shaar HaTzion, in the name of the Rambam, that you can rely upon this b'dieved, the achronim say. Shim ova v'yosem minu tashul, if you added these roasted, ground up grains, so you have flour over here that you roasted, and you add this to a shot tavshil, also minu tavshil, yesh latiru banor or lashosu alachar pesach. You could get hanor from this or leave it till after Pesach, it wouldn't be chomet shovel of pesach. However, the issue footnote number 6 says that the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, roy lahach merely also gam banor. He says, no, this is still a sopik d'arais over here. Maybe those grains that were ground up and then roasted did not fully roast, and it's a sopik d'arais, and you shouldn't get hanor from them. The Mishnah continues and says, "Umatzo afuyo shenimtzo kemach besocha." If you have matzah that was baked and you find some flour still inside of it that wasn't fully baked, so then also litna barotav, you certainly can't put that into a moist solution like gravy. The also kemach bevade lo nefer yofir, because certainly that flour has not been fully baked. Mipnesha matzah mafsek has been a kemach luor, because the matzah itself was an interposition; it blocked the heat from getting into that flour and being adequately baked by the heat. And therefore, v'im nesana, if you did put in such flour into a cooked dish like rotav, so oseres hatavshil af banor, then it's also banor. Again, it's a sofik d'oraisa, and it's also even banor. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'kein kishemolulin hakderos hachadoshos. When you go and do something called molulin hakderos, which the Ramah says, pirush, shinostin kemach l'so chamaychol hakvos. The Ramah's opinion is that you're putting in over here this flour as a ingredient that will go and thicken the food. So it's being used over here to make the food a different consistency. So in this situation, that's how the Rambam explains molulin akderos hachadoshos ein mevashlim behem ela matzah afuya shechazu v'tochen oso. When you're using such matzah meal over here, so it must be made from matzahs that were fully baked, and then you broke them up and you ground them up, and you're using that matzah meal. So that matzah meal over here is allowed to be put into a cooked dish because there's no concern. The Mishnah Berurah explains if cut and test. Say our perush hula dasa tour. The Rambam over here is giving us the tour's understanding. Aval Beis Yosef shehetik loshen Rambam. The Beis Yosef has a different opinion over here when he quotes the Rambam who writes shekosav hakderos hachadoshos. So he means that this is not talking about thickening the food. Heavy perush shemavashlan bikderos hachadoshos bepam rishona. He's talking here, and you can see the same thing in the Ber HaGola, that you bedavka, if you're using new utensils on Pesach, which of course you're not using your chametz tikka, old utensils, you're often using new utensils, so they would have to harden the utensil, and they would harden the utensil. That's why it's kederos chadashos. They would first be mevashel in them some flour and water in order to fortify, strengthen, and finalize the making of this kedera l'chaska. So that, when you're doing this with flour, you have to make sure that you're using flour that was already baked. It's matzah meal that was made from matzah that was fully baked, and now you're using it to strengthen the utensil. That's the second shot over here. In the issue footnote number 9, he brings down that you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Yontif. The Rambam tells us, and Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Katan Tov Kuf Beis, that there's a problem over here of tikkun mana, that you're finishing off the kli. And to use a kli, in those days where their kalim needed to be fortified, it needed to be heated up final time before they could be considered a completed kli, so you wouldn't be allowed to do that on Yontif itself. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Samach Gimel and today's shir.